Hope it didn't get you out of anything, I was just sitting here in the office and I saw it was raining. Oh, I see. Oh, no, it was not important, not important, I was in Camp David and I'm just going over some things. How are the temperatures in Boston? Captain Lodge, you know, says he thinks we're doing better in Massachusetts than we think. Of course, he's self-serving, wants me to come here and speak of the house, but there. But who the hell are they busting in Boston? And my understanding is there's not enough Negroes in Boston to put in the thimble. There's enough, huh? That has nothing to do with us, you know. Because we haven't, the de facto busing has not been ruled on by the courts, and there's no HEW plans. I hope everybody understands that. I personally think the court has murdered, of course, I'm trying to put it somewhat in perspective. That's going to rule the day, not that far. We may have to go to the constitutional amendment. Blacks that are affected by it don't want. The only blacks that want it are the professional blacks. It's basically a radical white and radical black issue. Southern editors and frankly editors in Boston for that matter. It's over with. But it really ought to go. I'd say in northern like San Francisco, it's up in Michigan, I ought to hit the hell out of those. I'll tell you what, obviously the place to really hit it there is among his Polish constituencies. You know, that's the only all Catholics where he's got to leg up on. I think the Polish Catholics are the ones that would just be violent in Boston. The liberal group is figuring, say, Muslim or something. That senator must be before President Nixon. It may come naturally, but basically, yes, they're stuck with River College. You know, I haven't had a chance. I'm not going to be able to. Chuck, of course, will, any staff has to shake down with, but I've been on the big time long enough, and I've been around it so often, Christ, I travel every place in the country, but if anybody can mistake like that, he knows damn well that I would be fair about it, at least I wouldn't make such a jackass, and I didn't be one of the captains, would never make such a mistake. How are we doing on the other side? There was good follow-up on the speech thing, I understand, by your people. Probably a pretty good mailing, I would think, to the people. In that situation where you take, for example, the thrusters you are, you're doing, you're one-upping them. They were ready to pounce on us. But finally, this thing came off well, too. I tried it to him, and he wasn't he carried on the networks. I thought he would be washing papers in the comments. That, it seems to me, lays to rest the idea we don't have a program coming up. I got too many reports from people why he said that contribution. In other words, they just put on one of the big series will be by a bunch of times. And it's extremely bullish, they said, the contribution. That's just one thing. But there are lots of reports that seem to be trickling in. I just don't know what the numbers are going to show, but I have a feeling that people cannot be feeling better without doing something more about it pretty soon. Very interesting point. He was at lunch with Gray every day. That's an important part of the speech. That's what got to them. I think that they just don't want any of these good things, do they? They want to hear not even just the times, but they don't like to hear, well, this is a good country. This is not even trying to talk. You get our congressmen and senators. Well, the apparently's up. Let's suppose that we can hold them where they are. The main thing is to stay ahead of them, right? this problem, we may not move up. And when that happens, then I think we will, but assuming that that's a very progressive and effective investment banker. I know them well. In the foreign policy area, that China has that field. Very reliable on the field. Keep reminding them that people can forget quickly. The November 3rd thing did that. Didn't last. In a sense, are bigger than he for the U.S. right now. The Congressman senators do a lot of money. You told me it was good. I told you, man, just a second, you got it there. Just a second, I'll hold it. Our approval is about 57. I don't think it's as strong as now. On the ground, if there's more enthusiasm, please come down. Approval and disapproval. I'm balancing the budget for kids on dope and, this and that. Interesting thing. Now, earlier in our people, about busing, who do they consider to blame? The Congress. 28% blame the president, 25% blame the court, 15% blame the Congress. But you just wonder. About the break of weak people. I don't think we're that weak, but the last thing has to do with the break of somebody, either commonly or for that matter, somebody strongly felt. Idea if we're here, we would go like that. Suppose we're a Kennedy now. If you follow the really young, it's the moral crisis I'm concerned about. It's the crisis among the liberal populace. The real problem is whether the cities aren't burning quite as much. Catering so much to it, we cater too much to it. That's the fact. Catching again and screwing up each other, but I don't mind. We did this trick and got it over with now. There are more friendly people in space. They're coming now. They're going down. They're using the old cars now. We keep them here. Right.